Welcome to this week's Q&A.
I am Carla.
And I am Simon.
We are from the YouTube sailing channel Sailing Ocean Fox.
Over the past 3 years, we have sailed 25,000 miles through the Mediterranean, across the Atlantic and the Caribbean.
So for this week's question,
what was the worst weather you have ever had?
Yeah, well, that's not a difficult one. It does stand out, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, so the worst passage we have ever had was going from Portugal to the Canaries.
Yeah, it was all supposed to be a rather nice, pleasant trip. And it was due to last 4 days, so 4 overnight sails. We left first thing in the morning. And the weather was going to be around about 25 to 30 knots from behind us the whole way. And it wasn't just us who decided that. We had a couple of friends looking at the weather for us, and they all said, you're going to be in for a wonderful trip.
Yes.
Which we were for the first 10 hours or so.
I remember it was a short time.
Yeah, it was that first night when you were up on deck, weren't you? Up on the on watch, rather, not on deck.
On watch, yeah. Yes. And then I start, you know, you kind of start hearing the noise on the boat gets faster and faster and faster, isn't it? And then I said, no, this is not right. And the wind was going 37 knots and going up. And when I went down to ask you to come up, you were already coming.
I was already awake because all of a sudden everything went very, very quiet. And it was just a sort of kind of whoosh noise down in the starboard hull. And that was because, well, this time we were actually traveling at over 12 knots, 12, 13 knots, which is really, really great. Fast. And by the time I got upstairs, the wind indicator was spinning up to around about 50. And we had all the sails up, all the white sails up, and we were absolutely blasting along. And it was incredibly difficult to get them down.
Down, yes.
Because the mainsail was right out, and consequently it was sticking like glue to the shroud. And I had to actually go up on the coach roof and physically pull it down.
As you can imagine, it's not the best conditions.
It was absolutely pitch black. And there was water. The water was like mayhem everywhere.
Everywhere.
It was absolutely terrible. And it was just going horizontal in the dark. It was absolutely terrible. It took us about an hour to get the sails down, and we got all the sails down, and we were still doing
12 knots.
Well, yeah, we were still doing way up there towards 12 knots, and it wasn't till the next morning that we it did start to drop a little bit. But the seas were horrendous.
But at that point, you remember to put the warps down in the sea to try to slow us down a bit.
I'd never been in these sort of conditions before. And I remember reading in a book many years ago, Storm Tactics. And this book goes back to about the 1980s. And one of the things they suggested was putting all the warps over the back of the boat and letting them go out behind. And this really did help. I mean, this really did help in that it sort of completely steadied the boat.
Because the boat was swinging
from
too
much. Yeah, and the auto helm system was struggling to keep it in a straight line. But putting the warps out, it actually really did settle it.
Yeah.
And all we did was threw the mooring lines out, attached to a cleat, and just let them stream off. They didn't go in a loop or anything. If I did it again,
the ideal is going in a loop, but we didn't. We have a big line to do that, but we couldn't reach the
We couldn't get it out the locker. The locker's right at the back of the boat, and the waves were just huge coming over the back of the boat, so we couldn't get it out. But the size of these waves were absolutely
incredible. Waves, they were bigger than a boat, much bigger than a boat. We reckon was about 10 meters high. And I remember one of the waves, we went up to the top and then we fell down just in one go, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then we kind of like bounced back the other way, and it was everything landed up on the floor. And it's the only time on our journey, really, of 26,000 miles where everything has landed up on the floor.
It was the only time.
Because normally it's very, really, very, very, very steady. Now, this went on. The journey was 4 days, but this went on for around about 2 days, and then it did start to improve. And I think in the end we did put some Genoa out after about day three, or on about day three, and we just had that helping to keep the front of the boat pointing down towards the south and helping us along. But without any sails up, And with water trailing out and about, we were still doing six knots.
Yes.
And so we were keeping up our speed, which was
amazing. I get very, very seasick. And obviously, under these conditions, was my worst journey ever. So I threw up about 15 times, wasn't it?
You did.
Every time, I just had to lie down. And so Simon was left by himself. So at some point, he was delirious.
Absolutely delirious. I couldn't stay awake. I was hearing things, seeing things, absolutely terrible. Neither of us ate for the whole journey.
Neither of us ate anything. We lost so much weight on that journey.
Yeah.
And the worst thing you can do is not drinking, and we were not drinking too.
No.
Because the sea was so bad, everything was so hard that we couldn't even think in eating or drinking, not even coffee or anything, wasn't it? It was terrible. It was really bad. By the fourth day, I had this strong, strong headache. That I couldn't even think. I just wanted to arrive.
It was wonderful arriving. The last sort of day of our journey, the sea was flat calm and the sky was blue. And it was really absolutely incredible, the difference. And it was just the most beautiful day when we came up into the marina in Lanzarote Marina. It was fantastic to see land. And,
it was because at some point I thought we were going to die.
Yeah.
And I was lying down on the sofa and then I saw Simon doing a movement, taking something out of the drawer and putting on his pocket. And I said, I can see what you're doing.
I was getting a knife out so that if we have to take to the life raft, I could cut the line. It suddenly went through my mind that I need to make sure that I can cut the line.
Yeah, so it was really the worst trip.
That really was the worst trip. Second worst one was probably the Yucatan Channel.
Coming from Mexico and the Yucatan Channel
to Cuba.
To Cuba.
Yeah, we were up in the 50s there. It didn't last as long. It did drop back down to the 40s after a few hours. But we completely missed the north coast of Cuba, which was our intention, and we got blown south. And towards the end, as we were only around about 8 or 9 miles from the coast, we just physically couldn't make any headway towards it. We could no longer make headway, even with the engines running, and we had to turn off and head southeast and go back out to sea for another night.
Yeah, I couldn't. I can remember saying to Simon, we are just 8 miles offshore.
Mm.
And he said, we have to go back to sea. We're not going to make it. We have to go back to sea. And he said, we're going to follow the wind. But then he looked at the wind direction and it was taking us
to Colombia.
To Colombia. And he said, I'm not going to Colombia.
But I mean, I did look a little bit further and I found some islands off the south coast of Cuba. And so we landed up going down there, which was... the whole night, a day and another night. We arrived very first thing in the morning. And that was, it meant that we did see the whole of the south coast of Cuba.
Yes, we did.
But that was an awful, awful journey. It was far more on the nose than we were expecting.
Yeah.
And we were banging into it and banging into it and struggling to keep our course all the way, really.
And one of the worst things when you are at sea is when you... mentally prepared to arrive and then you have to go back to sea and spend another 2 days at sea. That was horrendous, absolutely horrendous, because you just want to arrive at some point and then you have to go back to sea and stay another 2 days. That is terrible mentally. It's not good.
I think there's a lot of other journeys where we were up in the 40s, stuff like that. My advice to somebody is that you never go and plan for this. You just have to deal with it if it happens, and deal with it in the best way that you can. The it's a little bit like a marathon, running a marathon. You know, the brain gives up long before the body or the boat, and nothing lasts forever. That's what I always say. You know, it isn't going to last forever. It will get better, and you know, these boats are incredibly strong.
Strong,
and the chances are it's going to. Survive. A lot of people go through 40 knot gales, and 60 is a bit rare, I think.
Yeah, it was 63 knots on that that journey.
Yeah,
that worst journey. But we made it.
Yeah,
it didn't make us go back and say we're selling the boat. We are not doing this anymore.
No. In fact, we were even more determined to
Determined to cross the Atlantic.
Cross the Atlantic. Yeah,
we went to the bar, had a beer, a big burger. And yep. that was it.
Yeah, that Forgotten. Was it. I forgot all about it. So my advice is don't plan on it. But if it happens, you just have to find a way of dealing with it, find a corner, snug in into it, stay there, hold on, and it won't last forever.
No.
If you have a question for us to talk about, please email us at sailingoceanfox@gmail.com.
Make sure you follow our channel. We are on YouTube, Patreon, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Sailing Ocean Fox.
And at your preferred podcast platform, Destination Sailing Channel.